All right. Hello. Hi. How are you? Are you in your car right now? Pull over and listen. I want your focus. I want all your focus. This is CITR 101.9. We're broadcasting live. Live. From unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Simon Armstrong, and this is Vancouverite. Vancouver comma right? Question mark. Get it right. It's not Vancouverite. It's a pun. Yeah. This is your favorite morning talk news entertainment comedy radio show. We also have a podcast, if you can believe it. We, of course, excuse me. We, of course, it being an interesting term because I'm the only one in this room right now. It's interesting. You come in with things prepared. You come an hour early. You want to get things ready. And then there's nobody else here with you. And, it's a good thing I got things ready. Anyways. Alex, my usual co-host, dropped his phone in the bathtub last night. See, it's common knowledge. He likes to have baths with coconut oil. He's very dry skin. And so he didn't have an alarm. And I see Gavin, and he's looking at me like he wants me to open the door for him, but I clearly am broadcasting right now. So give me a second, Gavin. Give me 1 second. Yeah, so Alex isn't here, and Gavin, kindly enough, has showed up, which is good. But yeah, like I said, we have a podcast on iTunes. You can look us up, Vancouverite. You can always contact us, too, by email, 604podcast@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, and we like it when people review us on iTunes. See, we got a lot of weird reviews on there. You should go listen to those because... read them because they're hilarious. And listen to the episodes because those are hilarious too. We've actually done a bunch recently that I haven't uploaded yet because I've been having weird medical problems. I got sick twice in the last month, and then I was coughing constantly. I'd wake up at, 4 a.m. with just a terrible coughing fit. And then I got over it, okay? And now 2 nights ago, I wake up at 4 a.m., and I felt like I was having a heart attack. And it's like it was a severe chest pain. It was terrifying. It pulled me out of a great dream. I was eating Fruit Loops with Ivanka Trump. It was strange, very strange dream. But I had a weird chest pain. And it was 4 a.m. and I couldn't get up. And it turns out I guess I've pulled some muscle in my chest. I didn't even know you had muscle in your chest plate, you know? I've never used those. I think they're called pectorals. I had no idea. Either way, I don't know. I'm getting older. I'm getting older, and it's at the point where my own coughs are injuring me. Is that common? Is this what happens? You know, when you're younger, people always tell you, you're gonna get old, and you're gonna get tired all the time, and you're going to get injured more often. Oh, the youth are so wily and crazy. I mean, it's true. It's all true. Everything they said. I remember being, 8 years old and slipping on ice in Winnipeg and bashing my head on a metal pole and, getting up and laughing it off. No, I cried like a baby, but I was fine. Now I can't even cough without being bedridden for a day. It still hurts a bit. I had to get an Icy Hot. I've never realized that Icy Hot, was something that I would need in my life. You see the Icy Hot commercials. Here he is. It's Gavin Clarkson.
I did it. I made it.
You made it. Yeah. Well done. There we go. We'll let you get set up. I'm talking about last couple days ago, I pulled a muscle in my chest.
Oh man!
By coughing.
For being sick. How old are you?
That's what I was thinking.
That's
what's
terrible.
Going on here.
That's so depressing.
I woke up at 4 a.m. and I felt like I was having a heart attack.
Oh man!
And
did you cough in your sleep and wake yourself up?
Well, that's the thing. I've been getting over this flu or whatever for the last 3 weeks, and then I've been coughing every night. Like, and I guess it finally reached a crescendo of tearing my chest muscles or something.
Completely apart.
Yeah.
In your sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not old enough or fat enough to have sleep apnea like that badly.
Well, I mean, I I'm sure I snore. I feel like I'm one of those guys who's like, you snore, Simon. I'm like, no, I don't. But it's actually like house shaking snores.
I bet.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've never had a bed partner complain as such? Have you had a bed partner? They do. Well, there you go.
Yeah, they complain about... I think they're too busy complaining about most other things.
Everything else.
Yeah, they're too disappointed, really, to bring up the snoring.
Yeah.
That's the last thing on
their
mind.
By the time you're asleep, they're just like, well, of course he snores.
Yeah, it's the cherry on the, the cake. Really.
The wonderful Tinder cake of Simon.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, what's going on with you? How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Last week I had the good opportunity to go to Whistler and do some snowboarding with my dad.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is very exciting.
Your dad snowboards?
He does, yeah.
Ooh, he's cool dad.
Yeah, he was. It was kind of his midlife crisis. He used to do like telemark skiing, which is like the oldest guy type of skiing you can think of.
I have no idea what that is. What is it?
It's when they have, it's like downhill skiing except the back of the boot is unhinged so that they can pivot on the toe. And
okay.
And it's this very, when people are masters at it, it looks super cool because they just switch from ski to ski and like bounce back and forth down the mountain. It looks very graceful. But for the most part, it's just old dudes like very slowly kind of flexing from leg to leg.
Okay.
And eventually he decided, I think it was when he was about 50 or so, he decided that he didn't want to put up with that crap anymore. And he traded them in. And I came home from high school one day and he had this gorgeous new set of Burton equipment, which way nicer than anything me or my brother had.
Yeah.
And now he was like, yeah, I'm going to try snowboarding. I'm like, oh, you committed pretty deep in there.
And now is he a gold medalist?
Well, not quite gold medalist. He does it more than I do now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we went. He was down visiting, and he took me up to Whistler because I'm not going to afford that by myself.
No, of course not. Are you a snowboarder?
Yeah.
Are you good?
I'm a little. I can make my way down the mountain. I don't do any jumps or flips or anything.
No.
But
is
your dad doing
jumps or flips? No. Okay.
He keeps on wanting to. I'm like, I don't even do those things because I'm too afraid of shattering my tailbone.
Yeah, I mean, your dad does a 360 or something. You're going to hear some popping and some groaning.
Yeah.
Keep him on the ground, please. Don't let
him. I also want to keep him on the ground because I don't want to see him, like, whipping sweet-ass flips and everything.
And not being hurt, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't do any of that.
I'm so bad at snowboarding.
Are you?
They're awful, and I hate it, too. I hate snowboarding. I hate it. I can't stand it.
You're that kid crying on the mountain to the instructor.
I'm the 26-year-old man crying on the mountain.
Oh, okay. That's not a big surprise.
No, it's awful. I hate it. But
when was the last time you went snowboarding?
Oh my god, like maybe 7-8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something
that's
like that.
The last time you cried?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I prefer the I'm more of a mountain bar guy. You know, just
mountain bar.
Yeah, go to you're at the mountain. Just go to.
Oh,
the bar.
Okay. Yeah, you just sit in the chalet and drink hot chocolate.
Yeah, or something.
And wait for your boyfriend to come down the hill.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I did there? It was mean. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're really hurting my feelings. You showed up late today, and
Now I'm insulting me. Your sexuality. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we're all inclusive here, guys.
We are,
you
absolutely.
You can't shame me
boy
for anything,
or girlfriend
okay?
coming down the mountain.
There we go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And spiciest hot chocolate. But it was interesting. I got to do the peak to peak.
Yeah, I've done that.
Think trolley. Oh. Yeah. That thing's super cool.
With the glass bottom? Did you do that one?
No, I was going to wait.
Come on.
I thought
now who has a boyfriend?
Yeah, me, because the glass bottom's scary. Because, well, the glass bottom is not what I thought it was. Because when I heard there was a glass bottom peak-to-peak thing, I thought it was an actual glass bottom.
No.
No, it's not in the least. It's just a small window in the floor.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it. And there's only one or two out of all the trolleys that do that.
You have
so,
to wait.
Yeah. And there is just, we had our snowboarding gear and we were just going to go over to the next mountain. And I wanted to wait for the glass bottom, but then I noticed there was like a 20-minute wait and you were just standing with a whole bunch of Japanese tourists who had no ski gear. So everyone else was taking it just kind of as a transport aside the mountain.
I was one of those Japanese tourists,
basically,
because I didn't have any, I didn't want to go snowboarding.
Yeah.
And so I.
Because it makes you cry.
Yeah, I hate it. It's, I'm freezing cold and very hot and sweaty at the same time. It's,
yeah.
And I'm falling over a lot.
And not impressing any of the girls.
That's nothing new for me, but it's just it's a new level of embarrassment.
True, yeah.
But yeah, I'm also terrified of heights. So I went on the glass bottom one.
Oh, okay.
And the small window, as you call it, is it's big enough.
Yeah.
It's big enough, believe me.
I was hoping it'd be like a full glass bottom, like you didn't have a choice.
But it's that would be bad.
I thought that that's what I imagined when I heard a glass bottom. But it's just this like 2 foot window in the middle of a regular gondola. Surrounded by railings so you don't step on it. So you can't even stand on it and look down.
I don't know what I would do if it was a full like plate glass floor.
Probably cry, I assume.
Yeah, there was a girl crying.
Really?
On the thing. Yeah, I was just like sitting there like white knuckling myself.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
me too.
But you were too. Not even on the glass bottom.
No. Well, you don't even need to wait for the glass bottom because the windows like bulge out, so you can lean out and look down if you really want.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing as looking at a window in the floor. Like it's not like I thought I'd be looking at my feet and through my feet see the ground, but no, it's just a window in the floor. It's not nearly as fun.
I mean. Well, you should wait the extra 5 minutes before you say you know, if it's more fun or not, because
I suppose.
I've been on it, and it is terrifying.
Oh, okay.
It is terrifying. But like I said, I'm already, like, freaked out by heights. I can't even hike up the Chief.
And look out.
Yeah, like, I've been up to that first peak a bunch of times, and every time I get up there, I'm like, crouching around like Smeagol.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's how I'm walking around.
And you're cold and hot and sweaty all at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe you just don't like the outdoors,
Simon. I like activity.
No.
I need to do all my activity in the digital world. It's Stardew Valley. That's where I get all my physical activity. Have you played Stardew Valley?
I haven't. No,
it's like it's like Harvest Moon for the PC.
Basically. Oh,
it's a new version of Harvest
Moon.
One
of those do nothing games where it ruins your life.
Yeah. It's one more day. Stuff. You plant some pumpkins. You know, you plant some strawberries.
Yep.
I got a duck. And
you
some
got a
chickens.
Duck? Oh
yeah.
Lord! I mean, are you impressing all the girls in the village?
Yes. I'm working on one specifically.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, working on one.
Is the duck for her?
No, but should I bring her eggs and her hearts increase?
Oh, okay.
And she's getting closer to
how many hearts to third base? Like, what's the translation?
It's about 8 or 9.
Eight or nine to third base. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I don't
know
if there's third, but like, there's no like, real courting. It's all just and you just
giving her duck eggs.
You give her eggs and then till her hearts fill up, and then you know you can marry her or something.
That sounds pretty much
it's
real
very
life.
Wholesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's no foreplay on a couch, you know, in front of a Netflix movie.
Yeah,
that's really what my relationship life.
No
has
Tinder
been
thing. That's yeah. Like I've gave my fiance a few eggs, and now we're getting married. So that sounds about right.
You did.
Yeah. Oh. No, more duck eggs. Maybe more of a chicken thing. I don't know where to get duck eggs.
No.
I haven't played this game as long as you.
Well, you have to have your own coop and have
a duck.
Coop?
Yeah. You need a
they
duck coop.
They live in the chicken coop.
With the chickens?
Yep, you bet.
That doesn't sound sustainable at all.
Well, it is digital and not real, so it's all
But it's a simulation. That would take me entirely out of the immersion, knowing that these ducks and chickens were living together.
Yeah, I mean, the pixel graphics might do that, too. And,
well,
you know,
you're going to get picky about it.
Grow a pumpkin in 10 days. It's not, you know.
You know, GMOs are crazy these days.
That's true, yeah. It's GMO Simulator. It's very, very fun.
Monsanto Harvest Moon.
We've been having a busy week here. Rob Ford died.
Oh, man.
His last words to his family were, "I don't want to leave you guys." That's sad.
Aw, that sounds so Fordian. I thought it would be more angry than that.
Well, I think he stopped the drug use, you know.
Yeah.
Into his chemo years. You know, he probably lightened up a little bit.
I would imagine,
Yeah.
I would imagine chemo kind of takes the fun out of crack cocaine.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
It's hard to tell.
Maybe crack cocaine puts the fun into chemo.
It could.
Who knows?
Could. Yeah, weed key takes away the nausea.
But it's weird. This article I read on Sun... on the Toronto Sun is talking about his family, and he had kids, you know, and he had a wife, and it's weird seeing that that like his whole family really loved him, you know. And
well, he
and
seemed like
very,
a real down to earth family guy, and so that's why people loved him. I think like he had such a fierce backing.
Yeah. But it's definitely strange to see a more, you know, the people he left behind and what they think of him.
More human side.
Yeah, because his his public life was fairly ridiculous.
It was it ever. Yeah. Know?
And it's, you know, most of the time when guys like this, they leave with that same image, you know, they leave with the, oh, he was crazy. He was the, you know, the crack using mare, but
yeah.
You know, he has like a 12-year-old kid and a 9-year-old kid. And yeah. Like his wife's like, yeah, I want to ask him for advice still. There's stuff I need to do, and I don't know who to ask anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, God.
Well, it's good to know that you'd be fondly remembered, despite a tumultuous public life.
Yeah, yeah.
And redeeming factors.
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes to show that the public life, as weird as it sounds, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
That much, at least to his family.
To the people that really matter, it yeah. wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, which is weird. It's a weird thing to say when you're talking about a mayor. You know, like it didn't matter to the public.
No,
you know, but I mean, maybe that goes to just further it where, you know, no matter what you do, it's just your family that you care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know. Also, I want to ask why if he was so happy at home, why was he doing crack?
You
know,
like, Jesus. You can be a happy, totally balanced here? Individual and experiment with the harshest drugs in the world.
Oh, I mean, you're a great example of that.
Yeah, exactly. You're
constantly doing lines off the desk here.
Yeah, no, and just lines of the weirdest things.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you can do lines of crystal meth. It hurts a lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do all that much.
Pen ink. Yeah. I've seen you snort a whole Bic.
It comes with its own, like, snorting tube. How can
true.
You not?
I can't argue with you.
Yeah.
That's
it's
true.
It's convenient and reliable.
And, oh, yeah, I found some pictures. Everyone's talking about these pictures of David Letterman. He looks like, I think people are calling him Santa with a beard or Santa, bald Santa or something like that.
Yeah, it made me think of the old Forrest Gump during his running, like, phase.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
It's kind of what came into my head.
That's
He's,
perfect.
Like, bald with a beard, looks nothing like his regular self. You can kind of see the gap in his tooth in that picture, but even it yeah. is not as visible.
I mean, this is a weird picture. I'll put this on our Facebook on Vancouver, right? But it's a weird picture because he's wearing very thick 80s tube socks, old 80s runners, and, like, 80s headphones that look like they're made of plastic.
Yeah, and his shorts they look like swim trunks.
Yeah.
Like, if you went jogging with your dad, you'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's kind of the image that this gives.
Absolutely, and I don't know, it's, but everyone's like, oh, he looks so creepy, he looks so weird, but
he's like
sweating,
a dude.
He's jogging. What are you, like, yeah, what do you look like at the gym?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Give me a break.
Everybody looks creepy at the gym.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when you're staring you
yeah.
know, very hard.
It doesn't help.
Sniffing all the seats after people get up.
Well, yeah, no one wipes them down. That's not my fault.
That's true.
They should wipe them down more, and then there would be nothing to smell.
That's a good point.
It is a good point.
It's
society's problem.
I think he looks cool, though. I like the bald beard thing.
Yeah.
like it.
It's working for him,
yeah.
and it makes him unrecognizable, so he can go jogging without being harassed, except when the Daily Mail gets their hands on it.
Well,
so now we all know.
Everyone's posting these pictures everywhere,
yeah.
so I don't know. He's not even in the States here. He's in some tropical island, like, just jogging.
Oh, that's why he's so creepy sweaty.
Yeah, yeah, because it's hot. I never understood these socks are weirding me out, because what is he trying to accomplish here? A sweaty ankle? Like, he's trying
It's sweat absorption.
Is that what it is? It's rolling down your leg and it's...
Oh, like the whole bunched up socks at the bottom?
Yeah, yeah. What is he
doing? He's just wearing the wrong type of socks.
Yeah, I mean, it's David Letterman, for God's sake. You know, you can't get nice jogging socks.
Yeah, like the sneaker cut ones.
Yeah.
Look silly, Dave.
They look like leg warmers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they do. And that might be just him repping kind of his age group. Because we're...
Yeah.
Like, his leg warmers were hip in the 80s for a bit, and maybe he's just catching up to that.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, these pictures are everywhere. I'll put them on the old Facebook here. I'll do that later. What else is new with you?
I don't know. I also wanted to, before we get too far from the Whistler bit, I wanted to mention the... Well, on the Sea of Sky, if you can look down, there is a little hydro plant, like this little intake that they run down the mountain to a little turbine. And it was interesting because my dad's an engineer and he kind of specializes in that stuff. So he was humming and hawing over it and trying to figure out how much power it put out. But there was a quote on the Sea to Sky thing, which is very interesting, where it said something along the lines of the hydro station down below produces all the clean power that this mountain needs for operation. And apparently that is kind of a dubious. Like, to power the entire mountain, you'd need a heck of a lot of a bigger stream and more of a drop than that thing had. It wouldn't produce enough power.
Okay.
But it was interesting how they phrased that, because it just said, all the clean power this mountain needs. Well, how much clean power does the mountain need?
Yeah,
how did we decide that? Does that mean all the power, or do you decide we need this much clean power? And that's all it
needs.
It's
carefully worded.
Yeah. The rest of it is powered with orphan coal.
But. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of black lung.
Yeah, so much black lung. Well, that's why orphan coal is the best. They're already so full of coal from mining the coal.
And puppy mill puppies.
Yeah, puppy mill puppies shoveled, and orphan coal.
Shoveled into a giant furnace somewhere and powering the Sea to Sky or whatever.
Underneath the spaghetti factory. That's where they where the furnaces are.
Who likes the old spaghetti factory?
Who doesn't like the old spaghetti factory?
Yeah, you're that.
How dare you? It's like $12 and it comes with Spumoni ice cream.
What is Spumoni?
And coffee.
I don't know.
It's a weird. It's like what's the one where it's a three different
Neapolitan?
Yeah, right. Neapolitan, because the Neapolitanese.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's like Neapolitan, except it's like chocolate, vanilla, and green tea for some friggin' reason.
Spumoni.
And it's called Spumoni. And it comes with, and it's like Spaghetti Factory is great. You get the pasta and the meats. It's like,
yeah, that's very unique.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no, I can
shut up, Simon. Don't you condescend me?
No, I mean, that's why I like McDonald's. They have burgers.
They do,
you know,
and that's why McDonald's
great.
Is great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But this is a sit-down experience that is inexpensive, and it's a full course thing.
Uh-huh.
And you get salad or soup at the beginning.
Get out of town.
You have you not even been to Spaghetti Factory?
I have been. Many
you
times.
Have.
I have a memory of
many times
of being getting food poisoning there and puking so hard that Orecchiette noodle came out my nose. So
which one's Orecchiette?
That's the shell.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
That's called I thought that was conchly. I thought it was some conch word.
They have so many different
shell-shaped pastas.
Yeah, and they name them all different stuff. So,
Italy's confusing.
Totally. So many words.
Last time I can really remember getting food poisoning was back when Tim Hortons still had the bread bowl, like chicken stew in a bread bowl.
Okay.
And I loved that. And then shortly after I got food poisoning, it was taken off of the menu.
I forgot about the bread bowl.
Yeah, it was probably food poisoning.
It
was.
Yeah.
I know. I got food poisoning from it, and I couldn't wait to eat it again.
It's pretty rare. It was worth it.
Yeah, and then they took it off the menu possibly because of food poisoning.
Tim Hortons is one of those places that you can go, and even if you don't get food poisoning, the resulting, you know, bowel movement will basically be as close to food poisoning as possible.
It's like a food poisoning simulator.
Yeah.
You get half the experience and none of the downtime.
Yeah, you're basically, you know, releasing all the liquid in your body. Just, you know, yeah, you're right. Just without the week-long recovery period.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And a little bit of shame.
It's hard to
tell. You hope you're at home when it happens. And other than that, you can move on.
So how did you know that it was, you know, food poisoning? Maybe it was just a regular...
Oh, it was the full experience.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was no questioning.
Oh, I feel like that fast food poisoning must be a strong strain of bacteria because how is stuff living in on that food.
Oh, yeah, it's hardly sustainable for
absolutely
any of us.
Yeah. I mean, you caught what must have been a super bug.
Yeah. Yeah, like food poisoning isn't sending you the good bacteria. They're sending the bad, like the rapists.
Well, especially if it's living on fast food.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I assume some of them are good people.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
You have a good heart, though.
I do.
You see the best in people.
I do. I see the best in all the bacteria.
But
the rest are just bad.
Let me take a break here. We'll be right back.
Of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Oh, Missing the warm summer nights, beaches, and bonfires? LFS First Year Committee is inviting all students to start the Easter Long Weekend Right on March 24th with our bonfire theme party.
At 9 p.m., come clad and plaid with your pals, eat fondue from our chocolate fountains, and dance the night away. UBC EDM Club will be dropping fiery mixes with some of their hottest DJs. Come check out our Facebook page for ticket information. You don't want to miss out, so grab your friends and join us for a night to remember at Bonfire.
All right, welcome back. This is Vancouverite on CITR 101.9, broadcasting out of unceded Musqueam territory. Listen to a little video game music as usual. We usually play more chippy tune stuff. This is from East 1 and 2. I just started playing that on Wii Virtual Console. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got good music. It's got like two songs, though, the whole game.
Yeah, but they're all good. Jamming.
Yeah.
And that's all you need is two songs.
That's true. It's a weird game. You fight monsters by running into them. You just run and hit them.
And you just bump into them.
Yeah.
How do they damage you if you just...
If you, like, I guess there's a tiny, tiny pixel, and there's always a possibility that you can move past them if you just continue to run into them. So you kind of have to run and move back.
Headbutt
so,
the game.
Yeah, basically. So if you move past that, they injure you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. If they hit you from behind.
Very developed motor skills required.
Great game. Anyways.
no, it apparently isn't great.
What?
The new Batman Superman movie.
Oh, what a shocker.
Which breaks my... I wanted it. I pegged it. I had so much apprehension. I was so cautiously optimistic because I really love the Batman versus Superman whole thing.
Yeah, but Frank Miller thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite comic ever, but... Like, Zack Snyder makes things that look really cool, but don't have all that much depth.
What else has he done here? We got...
Man of Steel, which I figured... Like, Man of Steel was around 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I didn't expect...
Yeah.
I didn't honestly suspect that much more for Batman versus Superman, but I hoped a lot. I hoped really hard. And I felt like last night, I learned what the score was. I was trying to avoid it so I could see it without any preconceived notions. But somebody posted that it was at 43, and then it felt like watching a crashing stock, because throughout the evening, it just kept on losing Rotten Tomato points. it went from like 43 to like 37 before I went to bed last night. It was just been free fall.
People wanted to hate it.
They did.
Because everyone was saying, everybody, I don't know one person who watched the trailer for that and went, this is going to be great.
Well, it's so many of the trailer things looked cool. And, like, Batman beating things up and Superman Batman glaring at each other. But Batman versus Superman is supposed to be light versus dark, not frowny face versus frowny face, which is what this has become.
Yeah.
It is just a mopey Superman against Batman.
I feel like, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But I feel like what they do in these versus movies is they play it up like they're going to fight each other, and then they just have to end up fighting something worse.
That's exactly,
you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and they even gave that away in the trailer.
Right.
Doomsday shows up, and it's like, oh, that's how the movie ends. Good to know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's such a cop-out and a letdown. Like,
it really is.
Because they cannot let one of them win. There's
no,
you would need the greatest writer of all time. And even then, it would upset so many people that, I don't know. But at least it would be some kind of courage to do that.
Well, yeah.
And it might even be good.
And in the comic, like, they found a way kind of around that where Batman pretty much has Superman against the ropes, and then he dies of a heart attack because he was an old man.
Yeah.
But the heart attack was his idea, and he actually faked his death and was rebuilding his army from the underground, and it was a great ending.
Those He puts on kryptonite boxing gloves, doesn't he? Or is that the second one?
No, he puts on a steel suit powered by the city, and he gets the Green Arrow to shoot a kryptonite arrow at Superman.
I thought that was
Superman.
The second one. That's the first one.
Yeah.
There's one where he puts on the kryptonite gloves and beats him.
Oh, yeah.
Beats him down.
That happens a couple times.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, he's got like a ring or something that Superman gave him.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean...
You need something.
I mean, it's funny talking about this stuff because it's so ridiculous.
It is.
And it's like, well, what are they, you know, people have such high standards for these movies, which are not, which, you know, my opinion on this thing.
Yeah, I know. You're not a fan.
I'm not a fan anyways.
No.
But at least I can go, well, you know, they are what they are. And if you like them, you like them.
Exactly.
And, you know, I can.
It's some fun escapism.
If that's what your thing is.
And it's disappointing when it's done poorly, which apparently it was this time.
I didn't know it could be done worse.
Well, that's your opinion, man.
Wow. You really changed
my mind. It's a nerve, Simon.
You really changed my mind there. Let's read some of the bad reviews here.
Oh, God.
Dawn of Justice starts off as an intriguing meditation about two superheroes turning to an all-too-human emotion,
ooh,
hatred out of fear of the unknown.
There you go.
2.5 hours later, it winds up somewhere very far from that.
Oh, bugger.
But at the same time, all too familiar. It's another numbing smash-and-bash orgy of CGI mayhem with an ending that leaves the door open wide enough to justify the next 10 installments. Is it too late to demand a rematch? Well, I feel like that describes pretty much any superhero movie.
Yeah.
That's been made.
Well, yeah. But, like, in realms of the people that like the superhero movies, it can and has
Dummies.
Been done better. Dummies, apparently. I'm not being mean to you.
I don't know why that matters. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Because I thought we could just have some mutual respect over the things that we enjoy.
I know. I like to set you up for failure, though, Gavin.
It hurts my feelings.
There are moments, this is said by Empire, that make the whole enterprise worthwhile and introduces an intriguing new Batman, but it's also cluttered and narratively wonky. A few jokes wouldn't have gone amiss either. You see,
that's too dark.
Oh, the ugly. We have even worse.
Oh, God.
Worse reviews here.
Those weren't bad. Those weren't bad reviews.
They were, but it gets worse. It's an infomercial.
Ouch.
It's slick and is frequently very pretty from scene to scene, from moment to moment. It looks like a real movie.
Like
a real movie.
Oh, God.
But without a beating heart. This is a wax figure, lifeless and frozen, a simulation. The studio asked Snyder to make them a 150-minute trailer for their entire slate of superhero films, and he certainly did. Sadly, like most infomercials, this one promises more than it delivers, and 2.5 hours of being hustled left me cold.
I love the idea of an infomercial superhero flick.
Yeah.
Like Billy Mays against the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
But then they would just end up fighting, you know, the set it and forget it guy. Now what the hell is that called? The rotisserie oven, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Set it and forget it.
They would
just team up against him.
He would be their doomsday.
So they'd cop out.
Oh, that's a great. Zack Snyder should make that film and then have it panned.
That dude actually does look like a supervillain. He's been so chopped up and surgically enhanced.
Zack Snyder?
No, this is a weird reference, but the set it and forget it guy, like the guy who was selling them,
uh-huh,
he was like very California tan, uh-huh, huge white chiclet teeth and very like pulled stretch face.
Oh, he sounds gorgeous.
He looked like a, let me look this up. Sorry, I interrupted you. If you can.
He's nice and leather. All right, yeah, just the infomercial guys. Oh, that's so disappointing. Like Zack Snyder makes, if you even check all of his movies on Rotten Tomatoes, he makes movies that moviegoers often like and critics don't, and they're often very shallow, very pretty action scenes. Like, he's great at action scenes.
Yeah.
Like 300 and Sucker Punch. Like, Sucker Punch was a mess, but if it was just a whole bunch of the just them and steampunk fighting things in a miniseries, it'd be a lot better. The whole subplot with the asylum was nonsensical. But
right.
Oh, God, is that the set it and forget it guy?
Doesn't he look like a freaky supervillain?
Oh, he is horrified.
Just set it and forget it.
Yeah, no, he would be the doomsday to go against with Billy Mays and the ShamWow guy.
He could sell me a doomsday.
He
I'd buy it.
I would believe that it's effective coming from a face and hair and everything going on like that.
Call now and you can have two.
Yeah, exactly.
And a nice set of knives.
Two dooms.
It always seems too great when you're like, I want to, oh, God, I kind of want this rotisserie oven. And
yeah.
And you can have a set of 4,000 knives with it if you buy now. And like,
yeah, exactly.
Christ, how can I not?
Yeah, I don't have room for all the things this infomercial is giving me.
Yeah. I don't know. Zack Snyder isn't a good director. He doesn't make good movies.
His scores are abysmal for the most part. I think the highest he had was like a 60 or something.
Right.
But there are movies that audience goers just eat right up. Like 300 was a huge success.
I remember being, you know, mystified by that movie when it came out. Like
300?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was that whatever they did to the filter on that camera was, you know, or whatever it was like some kind of screening or effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It was new at that time, and it was good for, I feel like people had the same reaction to Fury Road, where it's like, whoa, this is exciting and like fast-paced and cool. But the difference is that I think Fury Road's probably actually a good movie.
It's better than 300, that's
300's
right.
300's not. Yeah, like 300's stupid.
300 also introduced the speed up, slow down effect, which is just everywhere now.
Yeah.
And is brutal to watch.
Yes.
And it's just severely overused. Like, they look what the Matrix did, and it's like, let's do that, but let's make it more like seizure-y. Like, let's make it harder.
Yeah. Let's slow down, speed up, slow down again.
Yeah.
See?
It's
different.
Boom. Zack Snyder.
Boom.
Artist.
I don't know. It's, what do people expect when it's coming from Zack Snyder? You know exactly what you're going to get.
I know. And I was hoping for so much more. I was hoping for Avengers level, but it took them 10 years to put together the Avengers universe. And they're just like, oh, we're going to make the Justice League in one movie. And it went as badly as everyone expected it would.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
I don't know. I mean, it's tough for me to even give you
relate
at all.
Well, I did see Zootopia yesterday.
Well, see, that's another thing I don't care about.
It would melt even your stone cold heart.
I don't know about that. I would just be bored, I think, the whole
You'd
time.
You'd be bored?
Definitely.
Oh, but it's adorable, and it's funny, and it's full of heart, and it has a very good... Oh, you just... What's your favorite movie, Simon?
My favorite movie?
Yeah.
You can't answer that question.
No.
That's an impossible
question. It is a very... What's a memorable movie for you recently?
Like that recently came out, or just anything?
Yeah, recently came out.
I saw The Witch. You see that?
Oh, I'm not much of a horror movie guy.
Okay.
They make me cry. Snowboarding makes you cry. Horror movies make me cry.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's tough to say. I like some animated movies. Like I watched Princess Mononoke. I like Spirited Away, which is
great.
Heartwarming type of movie. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a very casual anime fan, and that's like pretty much all.
Me too, me too. But those are strange in that they're animated movies that I don't find boring or too kiddie. I don't know. It's just whatever.
Yeah.
It's just personal taste. But yeah, I don't. People always say that to me when I say I don't watch those like new Pixar movies or I don't care about them at all.
Yeah, because you don't have a heart.
I do have a heart.
And it's cold and dead.
No, it's just it just has standards. That's
no,
all.
It has standards.
Absolutely,
he says.
Yeah. That is what I said. Yeah.
If Let It Go didn't give you goosebumps when you first heard it, then you are dead inside.
I haven't seen Frozen, dude. It's okay. It's just the board goes on a.
Okay, I panicked. All the lights went off.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay, we're good. We're
all good. I didn't see Frozen.
What?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
see,
been
that's what I mean. I just explained
now.
To you how people react.
That's the reaction everybody gets
and
to you.
And yet you did it anyways.
Yeah, I did, because it's a surprising fact to know that your inner child is that grown up.
My inner child liked Hellraiser. That's what my inner child was into.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not gone. It's the same taste. You know,
why can't you just let the emotions in, Simon?
I have emotions. I think when it was the last time I cried during a movie? I don't know. But some movies get to me.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah, the Princess Mononoke ones and stuff. Like, I hate talking to people that are extreme anime fans, because you'll mention how you've seen, like, the good ones. I'll be like, oh, like, I watched those, like, Mononoke, whatever that filmmaker guy's name.
Miyazaki.
Yeah, Miyazaki movies. I like, those are good. And then I watched Attack on Titan. That was fun. They're just like, oh, man, like, those are so, like, have you tried Banana Fright Alphabet Extreme? And it's like, no, that sounds terrible. Why would I watch that?
Yaki no Sensei Arukoto. Have you seen that one? That's my favorite.
Right, exactly. Like,
no, I don't know what you're saying.
Did they dub it? I don't care.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I'm in the same boat. Like, there are some... I just like the crazy visuals and the weird mythology.
Totally.
And,
you know,
that's really all I'm into. And some of those things are way too, I don't know, it's just way too, like, foreign culture. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Yeah.
You really have to, like, love it and immerse yourself in the references.
Exactly. Otherwise, you won't get it.
I feel the
all.
Same way watching some British stand-up. Where I'm like, yeah, these are references that I have no idea about, and I don't know. Like, I'm sure that joke's hilarious, but I don't know who that person is, and you know, it's just you have to really immerse yourself in that stuff if you want to get it and really appreciate it.
You do. Jimmy Carr just like this week, I think he just put out a Netflix stand-up special.
Yeah,
and he kind of addresses that. Like it was performed in England, and he would do translations as he did the joke. He'd be like, oh, like this person from this part of England. He'd be like, that's New Jersey for America. I'd be like, oh, thanks, Jimmy Carr.
Thank you.
Because I didn't know what that meant at all.
Thank you for giving.
You painted it with a nice broad brush.
There we go. Yeah, you see, he's helping out everybody.
He is.
We have to take a little break here, but we'll be right back.
Experience the unexpected as phenomenal musicians perform magic over 3 nights at the 3rd annual Improvised Music Meeting. This year, Vancouver's finest improvisers meet Toronto-based trumpeter-composer Lena Alemano and Seattle-based vocalist-composer Robin Holcomb.
Don't tell me a story.
Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting, March 24th at China Cloud. March 25th and 26th at Western Front. For more information and tickets, check out vim.brownpapertickets.com.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
All right, welcome back. Listen to a little Ghost Ship Shuffle, which is from the original Monkey Island. You ever play Monkey Island?
I did. They take things and rub them on everything.
Yeah,
including themselves.
Pull, mouse. I can't pull that. Okay, well, try something else, I guess.
This game's so full of strategy.
I love that game. Yeah. I love all the Monkey Island games.
They're great. And it was so back before you could just look up how it was done on the internet. Like, puzzle games are ruined now. So I'll get frustrated for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, how is this done?
Yeah, well, also it would take you, you know, 15 months to beat a game because you'd load it up and go, okay, I'm going to figure out where this shell goes.
Yeah.
Now. And then it takes you 6 hours and you have no idea.
Yeah,
and then you
exactly.
just turn it off. And,
yeah, and you get frustrated.
Until you have to like dream about it and go, oh, that's it. And you have an epiphany about what to do with the conch.
Yeah, the shell and the spring up the stairs. That makes so much sense.
Do you still play adventure games at all or no?
Oh, a little bit. I'll play the Telltale series games.
Yeah?
A little. And those aren't really puzzle games. Those are just like tear at your emotions games.
Yeah. They, the Sam & Max ones that they released
are
very puzzly and hard.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Is Telltale doing the Sam & Max? That was them?
They did the re-release ones.
Cool.
That was one of the first series they started. They remade Monkey Island.
Okay.
They remade Sam & Max.
Oh, okay.
I think two different, like, five
iterations.
Episode. Yeah.
Oh,
chunks.
Cool.
And then they moved on to more, like,
narrative.
Yeah, like you're saying. Yeah, like Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us and stuff like that.
They even have, like, a Minecraft one. They have one for, like,
every... Really?
Yeah, they have a Telltale Minecraft series.
Wow.
I have no idea how that would work.
No. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you play Wolf Among Us, or...?
I didn't, no. Yeah. No, I played The Walking Dead once, though.
Yeah.
And that one was raw.
I didn't play that one, but, yeah. What else is going on here? We got a little AC/DC What's going on with them?
Rock and roll news.
Rock and roll.
Brian Johnson has been the lead singer of AC/DC. They're on tour right now, and he was told by his doctors that he had to immediately stop everything he was doing or risk permanent hearing loss for the rest of his life.
Okay.
So he had to completely pull out of the AC/DC tour, and he's being replaced by Master of the Jungle and Bad Decisions on Cornrows and Cake, most recently, Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. He's going to be subbing in for the rest of the tour.
He's never going to show up. He's going to be 5 years late to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Axl Rose. What did you expect? Where's my paycheck?
Yeah, he's going to do one show with them, and then he's going to leave and form his own band called AC/DC.
Yeah.
And
Axl DC.
Axl
It'll
DC.
Be like a little bit twisted.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like if you lose your hearing because you're rocking out so hard, isn't that the ultimate dream?
It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. You know, he's backing out.
Sweet.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I know. Well,
AC/DC, dude.
It's important with being the singer of AC/DC to stay on key at all times. Yeah. So it'd be tough to be without that hearing.
If his ears somehow exploded and blood gushing out of them.
Oh, that has to be a stage effect.
Right.
Oh, they need to.
People would like
that.
They would forgive you, you know, oh, it's in A minor. It's supposed to be B. You know,
but your ears are exploding
right in front of us.
I
get it.
And that's pretty cool.
I'm witnessing history.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What does Axl Rose look like now? Does he look as bad as I am? Oh, he's not as bad.
Well, he's wearing large sunglasses and a hat in this picture we're looking at.
So he could still look like a disaster.
It's always fun to Google.
I just
Axl
remember
Rose.
What was it, a Much Music performance or something where he came out and he was ridiculously chubby and he had cornrows and everything and like beads. And he looked like a 12-year-old girl that just came back from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is kind of true, though, that cornrows are relatively untapped in the. In the rock and roll world, he was trying to be
for good reasons.
Yeah, well, you know, he was trying something new.
He was.
I love
he
it.
He was, and it went as poorly as you would expect.
God.
Okay, he's still a little bit of a chub. That's
all definitely. Right. But it's an amazing transformation. Like, oh, here we go.
There it is.
He's
wearing
a jersey too.
Yeah. Oh, he looks so terrible. It's great.
He should. I feel like rock guys should look terrible.
They should, yeah.
They should look awful.
Yeah, they should. Mick Jagger and that kind of thing. Like, you'd just be furred. It should look like you've been through a bear attack.
Yeah.
When you're that age.
Totally.
And
I don't know.
As a rocker. But he doesn't even look all that old. He just looks kind of chubby. Like, that's about it. Like, he's filled in all of the drug and wrinkles.
Yeah.
With cake.
Oh, man.
He looks kind of sad, doesn't he? I feel bad making fun of him now.
He's not that sad. He's, even if he is, he's doing okay.
Yeah, his life decisions.
Everyone's a little sad, Gavin.
This is true.
Okay.
We don't need to feel bad for the millionaire rock stars.
No, feel bad for the guys with no money who are feeling a little sad.
Yeah.
Or don't. I mean, just don't feel bad at all. It's fine. It all just keeps on going. It's okay.
You'll be totally fine.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see. Maybe the AC/DC fans will murder him.
Yeah, it seems like an all right pairing, really.
Yeah.
Like, if some random dude was subbed in, the fans might be a little mad, but, like, he's the lead singer of Guns N' Roses, and he's subbing up with AC/DC. Like,
that's true.
That's a pretty overlapping market, I would say.
Yeah. I don't know. They're different types of rock, though.
They are.
And you think?
But they're both, like, classic heavy rock.
Yeah, that's true. I love it. You always leave your text message lightsaber on.
I do.
I need you to continue to leave it on because it's going to be a running bit from now on.
Okay, I'll leave it on.
Gavin gets a text
Gavin
message.
Gavin being disrespectful with his cell phone. No. I'm great to go to the movies with.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, people might just think it's sound effects. It's okay.
Yeah, lots of lightsabers in Zootopia.
It was surprising. I like to mix it up. Yeah, like you go to an action movie, you have a little gun thing on your phone. So, yeah,
I'm contributing.
I'm part of the movie, guys. They love it. Everybody loves
it. Oh, I'm sure they do.
I have a little popcorn-sounding one. Like, I don't buy popcorn to eat it, but I have one that...
Making chewing noises.
Yeah.
Okay. See? I think I meant like a popping popcorn one, so you could pretend you were making popcorn in your seat.
I have that, too.
To really immerse them in the experience of being in a movie theater.
You have to keep it, you know, like I do. I have the popping one at the concession stand.
Oh,
okay. And a drink pouring one. And, you know, I just like to, you know, have a little fun.
You can't afford any of the snacks, but you like making the sounds.
I hope that guy really exists where he's just like just contributing sound effects with his phone everywhere he goes.
The things he can't afford, he makes the sound effects.
Yeah, he's got like
on a little phone app.
Oh, I'm in the ghetto. I have a police siren one.
Yeah.
Oh, see, guys?
Oh, this place is
I'm the
hard.
Sound effects guy.
Life That's is my tough, wacky man. Thing.
Yeah. He's just so sad and obsessed with sound effects.
Yep.
He'd be a good addition to this show, I think. He would never have to do anything. No laughter noises, no applause.
He would just make the sound effects for laughter noises and applause.
Well, he wouldn't, though. That's Foley what I was artist. Saying. For
he'd be, he's
yeah.
a retired, sad Foley artist.
Yeah, maybe. He's just crunching things.
Yeah.
See, I'm a horse now.
Carries I'm around a... panes of glass that he just shatters at appropriate times.
Oh, God. I before we get out of here, there's a bunch of stuff that I wanted to talk about. I mean, here's what we'll talk about. I've been putting this off for months. I've been trying to talk about ScanBC forever.
Please do.
And I haven't been able to. There's a social media page called ScanBC, and it's not official or anything. It's just some guy with a police scanner and a ham radio.
Oh, okay.
And he is listening all the, or she, I guess, is listening all the time, and he posts the weirdest police chatter that he hears. So some of the ones from recent are: Vancouver police are responding to the McDonald's at 1500 Main Street for reports that two males stole cookies from behind the counter. He's just intently. I love
That's incredible.
Thinking about this guy, this girl who's intently sitting there listening to their police scanner and then tweeting it out or Facebook.
Yeah.
Scan BC if you want to read.
My favorite is who called that in. I mean, it's two cookies gone. Call the police.
Bill, the McDonald's manager, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's just.
Yeah. Bill.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Always taking my cookies.
God damn it. Burnaby, RCMP, responded to Metrotown for reports of three males with guns. Three taken down at gunpoint. Guns turned out to be BB guns.
Oh. Those can look like guns.
Why didn't I hear about that?
Yeah.
I never heard about that in the news.
Damn you, mainstream media. Yeah. Keeping us away from the stories that matter.
Well, here's one that matters. Surrey RCMP are responding to the subway in Newton after a male came in and made a bowel movement on the floor.
Oh, wow.
That's what I want to hear about.
That, yeah. That's something that should be an alert, like a SkyTrain notice.
Yeah. Well, he apologized right after. He was like, I just had a subway. I mean, what did you expect me to do?
And they let him go immediately.
Yeah, they're like, okay.
Yeah, no, we've all had Subway.
You can't control it.
It's so soft.
Surrey, RCMP, receiving an erratic driving complaint in the area of 16900 Fraser Highway. Male driver is wearing a sombrero.
Oh, that's dope.
just came from Tijuana. He just drove out from Tijuana.
Yeah.
Still drunk.
You need to have aggressive driving in Tijuana.
Absolutely.
And sombreros to keep the sun out of your face. It's practical.
I don't know. I feel like we're missing out because well, we're not missing out because this social media page exists, but I don't know. I want to hear more information, and this person just has the scanner stuff, but it's a great hobby.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
The hero we all need.
Have you ever thought about being a scanner guy, like buying one of those police scanners and just like listening in?
I haven't, but now I know it's a thing. I want to be the first to hear about the SkyTrain poops.
Yeah, absolutely. And the subway poops and the BB guns.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on in Vancouver that
we never hear of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
They just report real news, and that's disappointing.
What do you got coming up?
What do I got coming up? This Friday, I'm going to be in Chilliwack at the Rosedale Bar. So that's going to be a lot of fun. There's a few of us all driving out that way, all fantastic and talented comics. So if you're out in the Chilliwack area and looking for some comedy, look up the Rosedale Bar on Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we're here every Thursday at 8 a.m., usually with Alex, but his phone is in a watery state right now,
Ooh.
So he couldn't get up and come. So you can catch all the archives of this show and other episodes we've done on iTunes, and you can email us at 604podcast@gmail.com if you have any complaints or questions or comments.
Video game music suggestions.
Yeah. Love hearing suggestions. Anyways. Yeah.
Have a fantastic morning.
Bye-bye.